that up here?
Yeah. It's up.
Okay. Our scripture reading today is found in the book of Genesis. So you're going to get a few more verses from that book. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. The Lord has said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. May God bless the reading of his word. You know, as we get older, and I've just celebrated my 69th birthday, I know, I look a lot older. As we age, we tend to begin to think of, well, you know, I've done my bit. I've been on the committees. I've taught the Sunday school classes. I've walked in the parades. I've done all those things. It's time to back off a little bit. It's time to let someone else take over and do more. But you know what? When we do that, two possibilities come about. The first one is no one else steps up. Things just deteriorate. Nobody takes the reins. And we end up not doing the things that we have been doing. And the second thing that happens is something more personal. That is, we lose energy. We lose our enthusiasm, the will to do much of anything. And eventually we just kind of fade away. What I want to speak to you today about is that we still have purpose, regardless of our age. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, as we bring this word before your people, I again ask that your words would come from my lips. I pray, Lord, that your spirit would guide and direct our thoughts and open our heart that we might hear your word and take to heart the message you have for us today. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this passage in Genesis that we've read here is a very interesting passage. I hope you notice something very important here. There's a number of things to notice in that passage. First of all, Abram was 75 years old when God said, "Pack it up, go until I tell you to stop, and when you stop, I'm going to turn you into a great nation." At 75. How many are 75? At least. Any of you heard from God? It's a scary thought. But Abram has no hesitation. He doesn't pause. He doesn't say, "Lord, my bunions. Lord, I'm too old. Why can't you ask somebody younger, Lord?" He doesn't say that. He packs up and he leaves. And he just starts going. And he doesn't stop until he gets to the land that God has promised him. And he does all of this without complaint, without any reference to his age. He doesn't hesitate. He doesn't talk about the hardships of the journey. He simply obeys. Abram trusts God to fulfill the promise that he has made to him. And a little later in Genesis, you'll read the story of how Abraham, now his name has been changed, Abraham becomes a father at 100. Whoa. Now that would be a miracle. That is something. And his purpose changes at that point. His purpose now becomes where he wants to train his son to become a righteous man, to be in a right relationship with God, and to obey God. That's Abraham's job at that point. Now, he already has accepted the promises that God has given him, that he would have a great nation be made from him. He's accepted that. He has no idea how that's going to come about. All he knows is that Isaac, his son, is going to be the one to carry on that line. He's 100. His wife was 96. Would anyone care to have a baby when you're 96 years old? I don't think so. It was bad enough when I was young, but anyway. We go to the New Testament, and we look at the Apostle John. John was in his 90s. Actually, he was about 96 when he got sent to the Isle of Patmos, which is in the Aegean Sea. It was a penal colony. It was a mining colony. There wasn't much else on that whole thing. It was just a rock. And you were sent there basically to die. John is 96. And God reveals to John the book of Revelation. At 96. And John is able to leave the Isle of Patmos, record the vision that God has given him, and he continues to minister to the church, primarily in Ephesus. Now I realize very few of us are likely to receive a call from God to pack up our families and go to some place that he's going to show us. And I doubt very much that any of us are going to be receiving a huge revelation that we then need to share with the church. But that's not my point. My point is that that age is not a factor when it comes to serving the Lord. Whatever God intends for us to accomplish, He will enable us to do so. He'll make it clear, this is where I want you, this is what I want you to be doing. He will then enable you to have the strength and the ability to do what He's asking you to do. What this means is there is no complete retirement from serving God. Some of you probably remember Mel Evans from Simcoe Gospel Chapel. Mel was a postal worker for many, many years, and I served with him on a number of different committees. And he used to say to me on occasion, he would say, you know, I keep looking in Scripture to find the verse that says I can retire. And he says, I haven't found it, because it's not there. And that is why it's important for us to remember that we all have a job to do, regardless of what age we are. I want to talk a little bit about our purpose. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 21, we read this. All this is from God. Now, that this that it's referring to is the passages immediately prior to that, and it's talking about the gospel, and it's talking about the ministry of reconciliation. And he says, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. It is clear from this passage that regardless of our age, we all have a role to play before God. It calls us ambassadors. It calls us to reconcile others to God. Now, as an ambassador in our culture today, if you were an ambassador from Canada in any other country, your job would be to promote Canada. Your job would be to tell everyone the wonderful things that Canada does, the wonderful resources that Canada has. That would be your job, to promote the one who has sent you to be there. And this passage is telling us that we are Christ's ambassadors, and that is our job, to promote Him. He is making His appeal through us, which, if you think about it, is really quite remarkable. It's not that He needs us. God could make Himself aware to whomever in any fashion He wished. He could have a bird speak to somebody. He could have a dog speak to, and they do on many occasions, I know. But the important thing I'm getting at here is that God chooses to use us. He chooses to work through us to others. And we all have a role to play. One of the most important things I think that we can do, especially as we get to this age, is make sure that we take the time to share our story with our kids, with our grandkids, and if you're as fortunate as some, your great-grandchildren. That's what we're here to do. Do you know, you have the most incredible story to tell. And everybody, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, they will love to hear those stories. Because you're spending time with them, because you're opening up to them, you're sharing what took place. And oftentimes you'll probably hear, "Really?" Well, you had a phone that was on the wall? What do you mean you had to get up to change the channel? We've got tremendous stories to tell. And the greatest news is that we have the most incredible cure for sin that's available to us, especially to those who belong in the family of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 tells us this. It says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Now, it's important that we understand what that's saying. See, it says, we are to do good to all people. Now, that word all, it's a very important word in Scripture. It means all. That's it. When that word appears in this Scripture verse, he is saying, we are to do good to all people, everyone. And yes, that doesn't mean just the good people. That means, you know, the nosy neighbor, person who's always in your business. Or how about the rude clerk at the store who hasn't got time for you? Or maybe it's that person who, well, they're driving unsatisfactorily. And we would love to be able to tell them how to drive. We're supposed to do good to all people. Even the ones who have hurt us deeply. It doesn't say don't do good to anybody, or just do good to those you like. It says do good to all people. In Romans chapter 12, verse 20, it tells us, "On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Now that's a very figurative language. I don't think that the writer of Romans really meant, I don't think Paul really meant to take heaping burning coals and pour them onto the head of someone who is your enemy. I'm sure he didn't mean that. He's using this as a metaphor. He's trying to get us to understand how we can deal with those who are difficult to deal with. We've all heard the expression, kill them with kindness. That's what he's talking about here. He's saying, you do good even when someone doesn't do good for you. You do good even when someone is nasty. Even when someone is abrupt. Even when someone is cruel. You do good. And the purpose for all of that is because that sets us apart. We become different. People see that happening and they go, what's going on? Why are you doing that? Weren't you upset because of what that person said or did? And you say, well, yes, I was, but my faith says I'm to do good, even to those who hurt me. In Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4, it says, even to your old age and gray hairs I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. Did you notice how God uses future tense in that verse? He says, will sustain, will carry, will rescue you. These are things that God is promising to do on a continuing basis. This is called the present perfect form, meaning that it's something that's going to happen and it's going to continue to happen because God says so. God expects us to continue to serve Him as best we can at whatever age we are, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our health situation, and regardless of our financial ability. God's not asking you to do anything that you can't do. But He is asking you to do everything that you can. In Psalm 92, verses 12 and 14, it says this, the righteous, that's believers, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. That's an incredible promise. God says that if you're a believer, then He has you as if you were planted in the garden in front of His throne. That you are a beautiful tree, fruit tree, that is still producing great fruit even in your age. And that's our purpose. Our purpose is to flourish and to continue to grow and continue to bear fruit before God as much as we are able to do so. Allow me to conclude with this. We have a tremendous opportunity to impact the lives of those that we love. And I think, again, especially for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, those are the ones that I think we really need to be spending our time on. That's our legacy. Our legacy is the message of God's incredible love for everyone, for anyone who will listen to His voice. And I pray that even in our later years, we will continue to serve and proclaim His message. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, what an incredible gift you give us in that you continue to take advantage of our abilities, even as we age, that you continue to seek us to serve you, to follow you, to flourish, you say. We are to flourish in your presence and serve you, producing good fruit. We ask, Lord, that you would bless us with the knowledge and understanding of how best we may serve you, so that others will see and hear your word and your glory, and know, Lord, that you are God. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe we have another song.